Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisune the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Good afternoon or good morning again. In studio I have with me here Dave Hicks. He's head coach of the Eagles at the De La Salle Palmerstown Rugby Club. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Dave, I know absolutely nothing about your club. You might just tell me about De La Salle in as a club first, when it was founded and how many teams, etc., that you do have, please.
So we have... In the mini youth section, we'd have nearly 500 players, and on the seniors, we'd have four senior team, and we'd also have ladies team, and we have a lot of girls. In the mini youth section, we'd have quite a few girls, and then on the special needs area, then we have the junior Eagles, which would be sort of from about 6 or 7 up to 18, and then we'd have the senior Eagles, 18 up to. You know, our oldest player last year was 65.
Right, okay. So there's still hope for me, is there?
There's still hope, yeah.
And I suppose, Dave, where do you get all your membership from? It's a community project, so, you know, are they come through a school, or are they just children of parents and stuff like that?
We would get mostly from the local area, because in Kiltearnan, we're just on the main road up to Enniskerry, so there's thousands of people going by every day, so the club is there. And we get a lot of people then from the local area. But then you'd have, you know, loyalties to DLSP.
Yeah.
So, you know, past players coming and bringing their own kids back. And you'd have quite a bit of that. But generally speaking, on the special needs area, then people could be coming from anywhere.
Right.
Because they want to play with the club. They want to play rugby with tag rugby.
Of course.
And that's so they could be coming from anywhere. You know?
I'll just get on to the special needs one in a second. But just your top teams in both men and ladies in on the rugby side, what levels do they play at?
Well, we're not in AIL at the moment, unfortunately. But we're hoping to get there now. The lads who are playing on the first team, a lot of them have come through the club from Daisy Pickers all the way through the various different age groups up to where they are, and we are getting better all the time, and the club is fantastic. Like, there's fantastic facilities. There's 3 pitches up there, so, you know, and with all the people that are coming into the area, like, there's huge growth. The clubs will improve, and we will improve our numbers, and that'll improve our players and bring a bit of competition into the teams.
Excellent. And I suppose you've touched on the Eagles. You're head coach of the Eagles. I like this project. One of my neighbours, young David Humphreys, plays up there, and he absolutely loves it, and a lovely little young man he is. But you might just tell us the whole project of the Eagles. And you mentioned that there's a kind of a junior Eagles as well. Yeah. You might take us through the whole thing and what you do in the community for people.
We started off with the Eagles about 14-15 years ago, and that was purely fluke, that a guy came into the bar one day from Sea Point Rugby Club, and he said, we're thinking of setting up a special needs rugby team in Sea Point. Would De La Salle be interested? And he also got the lads in Greystones interested. So the 3 of us came together and we set up a special needs team. I got in touch with Cheeverstown. A friend of mine worked in Cheeverstown. He got me some players, and we started. Now we have about 25 to 30 players on a regular basis.
And the age profile of them, how young are they? And I know we'll go through the young section in a second, but we'll say the players playing on the adult one.
The players on the adult team would be from about 15, 16 up to any age.
Right.
Like, last year, Joe Byrne unfortunately died. He was 65.
Right, okay.
And he had Down syndrome. But a lovely man, loved rugby, but could hardly walk. So he was the captain.
Right.
And he used to have to shout at everybody to pass the ball and do the rest of it. So he loved it.
Yeah.
And but it's not a matter of being able to play. It's being able to be involved.
Right.
It's all about, you know, building their social capital. They come up and they play with us. Then we go and play other teams. Now there are about, I think, in Leinster alone, there are about 25 teams.
Right. Okay.
So we go to festivals all over the place.
Yeah, and the seriousness of the game, is it tag rugby or is it real rugby?
No, we it's tag rugby. For the Eagles, it's tag rugby, so it's non-contact tag rugby. And we work with the players that we have, whatever their ability or disability is, we will work with them so that they can play. We also have a team called the Vikings, which is a mixed ability team.
Okay.
So in the mixed ability team, you have special needs players playing with able-bodied players.
Okay.
And we play the team, the players that would be considered special needs players, we call them star players. But they play full contact and on full pitches, and it's now they'd be uncontested scrums, but it's good fun.
Yeah.
And the emphasis is on having fun, but nobody is going to go out and hurt a player on the pitch. It's, you know, like if you have a star player, you would train them into being able to play the game within their own abilities, if you like.
Yes.
So nobody is going to, you know, tackle him very hard or anything like that. If there's a star player has the ball, he's trained to put the ball on the ground and set it back so that he doesn't have to get into a scrummage or into a ruck.
I'm with you. Yeah.
So it's great fun.
Of course, like, yeah.
Some of the best rugby we've ever played, and matches and enjoyment has come.
I suppose it's like 25 tries to 23 and scores.
Well,
like that.
Yeah. Well, in the Vikings, in the mixed ability, you can have winners and losers.
Okay.
In the Eagles, which is the tag rugby, we've never lost a game, and we're going 14 years now, never lost a game. But then we've never won a game either.
And just when I hear all that, and I do a bit of coaching myself, or used to do a bit of coaching, that it can't be easy to bring all of them together and you know, make allowances for you know where they are and coach them kind of individually or as a group, or how do you go about doing that?
Well, like, I'd have very great support. Like, you know, I've Ursula, I've Wendy, I've Connor, I've Simon. They all coach with us, and they help to, you know, if one player has a particular need or particular difficulty, we might bring them to the side and get them involved. But generally speaking, it's not a big problem. You know, the parents are usually on the sideline. If there's any difficulties, it's, you know, the parents could step in. But generally speaking, they're all players. They come up to the rugby club, they're treated as players, they're treated as club members, they get on with the game. And at the end of a game, like if we're playing against Sea Point, the guys from Sea Point, the coaches in Sea Point, don't care whether it's a win or a draw.
Which, yeah.
And if some of our players or some of their players have to get a try after the match is over, that's not a problem either, you know. That can be done, you know. So it's very straightforward. Once the players are enjoying themselves, it doesn't really matter what happens after that.
And after games and that social activity and stuff like that, I mean, obviously there's obviously events for them to enjoy themselves. And do they do it with other teams together, or are they just in their
own
group?
If we have a festival, like Balbriggan's festival now is on tomorrow week, there'd probably be about 10 or 12 clubs up there. And each club will come up with maybe 20 players.
Yeah.
So it's a big number. And after the games, there'll be a barbecue and there'll be a bit of social activity and having a chat and a bit of a laugh. Like, one of our girls, Rachel, fancies one of the lads who plays with... I'm after forgetting the name of the place.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Westmanstown.
Right, okay.
And if she gets the ball, she gives the ball to Aaron. Aaron will get her try and then come back and give her a hug.
Right, okay. I think you're going to get a lot of people to sign up after this morning's interview. That's very good. And tell us, how long are you with them yourself?
I'm up in the rugby club now since my son Barry was an under eight. And so I'm coaching you there over nearly 35 years.
And obviously, but you played a bit yourself, I'd say.
I played a bit in school, yeah. No, right. I wanted to play for Ireland, but it wasn't good enough.
we all have that dream,
So I now start off Sunday morning now. I coach the Daisy Pickers, would be my first team.
Right, and what age group are they against?
They're under fives.
Okay.
So some of them are literally in nappies.
Right.
Running around. And so that's under fives. And then I have the Junior Eagles, which starts at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And they go on for an hour. And then at 11 o'clock, then I'd have the Senior Eagles.
So you're out basically all Saturday morning with
all Sunday mornings. And then the mixed ability team, they train on a Monday night at 7:30. Now, why I'm involved, I'm not the coach. Ken is the coach.
Yeah.
But I pretend I'm a player.
Right. Okay. And just across those three particular teams, I mean, how many actual coaches, you've mentioned yourself and you've mentioned Ken, how many other people actually put on the boots and the tracksuit and are out in the field?
We have five coaches now for the Eagles and for the Junior Eagles. Ryan coaches with me on the Junior Eagles, and Finn, who's actually an Eagles player, special needs player, star player, he helps me coach with the Junior Eagles.
Very, very good, yeah. I have to say, it's a tremendous story. Anybody listening to it would want to get involved. I mean, how would you contact the Eagles and De La Salle?
If they want to come up to the club some Sunday morning and look for me, they'd be very welcome to come up and have a look and see what's involved. If they want to,
and what times would that be, Dave?
Well, if they come up, the Junior Eagles start at 10 o'clock and the Senior Eagles start at 11 o'clock. And if they look up DLSP Eagles on the website, they get my telephone number and our contact details. And we want girls as well as boys playing. Very important.
Excellent. Well, I've got to say, it's probably one of the best interviews I've done on the community section. Thank you very much for coming into us, and really the best of luck with all your endeavours up there. Fantastic story.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.